And now, live from the studios of BBC Radio 1, exclusively for BBC Online, it's Moyle's Extra!
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hello, everybody. Oh, get the echo off. Hello, welcome to Moyle's Extra. It's really nice to be here.
Sometimes it's nice to be over here.
But most of the time it's nice to be here. We haven't done that gag for a long time, have we?
No.
How are there, Jocelyn?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's wrong with you?
Is this on tape then, or what?
What, this bit?
Is it going on tape?
It's kind of on tape, on internet tape. What do you want to do about
it's
it?
Like it's going to carry on, it's on CD.
Yeah, carry on.
Recording.
Yeah,
we can't afford to edit now, though.
We what?
Are we live now?
We're live on Listen Again now.
Yeah.
Right.
It's working now.
So can people hear us now?
They should be able to, yeah.
Right, can they hear us now?
Yeah, they can hear us now.
Can they hear us?
No, no.
Right, okay, fine, lovely. Moyle's Extra.
Who gives you extra?
Miles.
We do.
Mm.
What's that bloke's name?
Howard.
Howard.
He's a div.
I thought we saw... Did we think we saw him the other day? Howard.
Who's Howard?
Was that just me? Howard from the...
Building Society
oh, yeah. Adverts. I was with someone the other day and I thought we saw them and I didn't know whether it was you or not.
I didn't see Howard, no.
That would go in Room 101 if I was ever on Room 101.
I did see...
Songs that changed the lyrics to fit the adverts.
I saw Trevor McDonald in a bank.
Did you?
Yeah, on Great Portland Street.
Bottle bank, though. It was ridiculous, no. Wasn't it? his little head was popping out the hole and he's there going, put your bottle in me, bong. Like that.
Is he
no,
tall?
No, not greed.
Do you know, he's very tall, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very
I
tall.
I thought
man.
He was tall, but then he was on Saturday Night Takeaway with Ant and Dec, and he looked about the same size as them, so that
oh, but they're quite tall.
No, they're not.
Tiny.
No, they're like two little midges.
Yeah.
He's not tall.
I think you'll find he is tall.
I think you'll find he's not.
No, I've stood next to him and he's tall.
I don't think he's tall either.
I don't think he's tall either. We should find out.
I've stood next to Trevor McDonald.
You're listening to Is Trevor McDonald Tall on Radio 1?
In the queue to get lunch, and he was about my height, and then he stand
and you're
next
tall.
To... Yeah.
But... If you'd like to join the studio panel discussion to discuss whether or not Trevor McDonald is tall, write to, I've seen him and I can tell you that he's... .. Television Centre, London.
5'4".
No, I thought 6'4".
Well, no, they're 5'4".
Oh, well, I reckon he's a foot taller then.
That's weird, he looks the same.
Yeah. No, I think it's the angle.
He's shorter than us, that's for sure.
No, he's not shorter than you. Taller than you and Chris.
Right, it's time to play our first game of Moyle's Extra. And the game is, what the hell is that noise?
It's your phone.
What the hell is that noise? What was that?
It's your phone, Chris.
It's your phone.
Oh, actually.
It's the right answer.
Is it your phone, Chris?
That's right. Well done, yeah. You win. And you win the chance to edit that out.
Or not.
Or not, as the case is.
Hey, we could play Fire at Will again.
No, we couldn't. Because that's a health and safety risk.
Do you know,
risk.
Actually, over the last couple of days, Will, when you've been gracing us with your presence, the ongoing theme on the text messages has been that people would like a return of Fire at Will.
We're not
some
playing
people,
the game.
Some people describe it as their favourite ever Will-based feature ever.
I know, well, it was dangerous, and we're not playing it.
Wasn't that dangerous? You wore a protective helmet, and then we fired things at your head.
No, no.
So why was that dangerous? Because you were wearing a protective helmet.
No, no. I was wearing a very small plastic skating hat and some elbow pads, and Dave was lobbing full cans of lager at me.
No, he only threw one can of lager at
and
you.
And some batteries.
And
no,
a,
yeah, but
and
they,
a
were
battery.
They were only little. They weren't like car batteries. They were only like little batteries.
Well, it's time for that to be resurrected.
We should have a reverse game and call, shoot stuff at Dave.
Well, it doesn't work because Fire at Will is such a great title, first feature, second feature.
Will fires at Dave?
No.
Will shoots at Dave?
No.
Will shoots Dave?
No.
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 Can we find a game where I throw stuff at Dave? What are you doing now?
I'm ringing somebody.
Who?
What game is this going to be?
This is called Who Is It and What's Wrong With Them? Okay.
It's an illness-based telephone quiz.
Who's playing?
Does that work? Oh, rubbish, it didn't work.
The phones, the phones are knackered, though, I think.
Whoever it is, they lost their voice.
Right, so this game involves you phoning someone.
Yeah.
We have to guess, are they a celebrity? They're a celebrity person we know, and they've also got something wrong with them.
So, celebrities in bed. Poorly celebrities.
Yeah. Hmm. Ailing celebrities. Not A-list celebrities.
Ailing
celebrities.
Celebrities.
Yeah? Like that?
Somewhere out of this rambly conversation, there'll be a feature.
You never know your luck. 5 minutes into the show, nothing yet.
But the problem that we do have is more of a technical nature, because unfortunately the phone system which Chris is using won't allow, normally, a guest to be put on
Why
the air.
Why can't you hear that?
You see?
Hello?
Oh, we can. Oh.
Ah, there they are. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that... Oh, well, you got to guess who it is.
I know exactly who it is.
No, it's not for you, it's for Dominic.
Oh, okay.
Right, Dominic, you got to guess this person.
Hello, ailing celebrity.
Hello.
Hello. Are you a man?
Yes.
Are you in the field of show business?
Yes.
Do you work on television?
Yes.
Do you work on the radio?
Yes.
Are you very ill?
Yes.
Are you allied?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello. You sound rubbish.
Hello.
He's putting on his ill voice. It's rubbish.
No, it's,
you're clearly fine.
I'm trying to sound really lively then.
Where are you now, Alad?
In bed with a jumper on.
Right, and nothing else?
And there are loads of other things.
Right, okay.
Jumper and boots.
In bed with a jumper.
So what's wrong?
I've got my socks on.
What's wrong with you?
It's proper flu.
It's proper flu?
Yeah.
Okay, what did the doctor say? Watch this. What did the doctor say? You haven't been to the doctor, have you?
I haven't been to the doctor, no.
No. So, but it's definitely proper flu.
Yeah.
And you diagnosed that yourself?
Yeah.
Brilliant. He also diagnosed me as having a week to live.
When was this?
Well, Alan doesn't... No, I'm talking about you, Alan. You're not a trained doctor.
Oh, right.
Why don't you go to the doctors?
Well, everyone knows the difference between cold and flu. Cold is the one that you can go to work with. Flu is the one you can't.
But you could just use that as an excuse for not coming to work.
Mm, I understand. Well, yeah, it's a heavy cold.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Heavy cold, I'll give you that.
Okay.
I don't think he'd be on the phone if you had flu.
He doesn't sound very flu, does he?
No, he doesn't. He wouldn't be able to answer the phone if you had flu.
Can we hear you cough?
Oh, do you have to? My throat really hurts.
Yeah, we need to hear you cough.
That's put on.
That's nice.
See, there's no rasp there.
Can you do sit-ups, Al?
No.
Have a go.
I can't do sit-ups anyway.
What's your temperature?
I don't know.
Hot, baby, hot.
I'm very hot.
He's in bed with a jumper.
Yeah, no wonder you're hot. You got a jumper on.
Take the jumper off, Al.
Then if you take the jumper off, I get really cold again.
Why don't you take it off? I don't know why you talk like that. All right, so you're not going to be in work tomorrow, Friday?
No, I'll hopefully be in tomorrow.
Right, so it's that short flu.
Well, I'm going to sleep as much as I can today, yeah. And then hopefully by tonight I'll be better.
But Al, the thing is,
flu, of course, only lasts 24 hours.
Yeah, if you have actually got influenza, as it's called by its full name, you won't be able to shift it by tomorrow, which means that what you'll do is that you'll come into work and infect all of us, and then send us on our way on holiday sick.
Exactly.
That's quite true.
Listen, I don't mind you taking the day off today, okay, even though you were too yellow-bellied to text me because you thought I might shout at you. But I don't mind that, Alad. But what I don't like is you making things up, right? You said you've got flu, you haven't actually been to the doctor, and you're making it up to make it sound worse. Now, you know, I've come into work, right, and I've got a chest infection and pneumonia, okay?
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, that's genuine as well.
That's terrible. You should be at
work. My girlfriend diagnosed it. Well,
in fairness, actually, Will diagnosed on the computer before as poonomia.
That's right.
But
yeah,
that's only because he can't spell.
No, it's not. I can't spell. I can't read.
So, Alan, get well soon.
Thank you.
Before Alan goes, may I ask a production backstage query?
Yeah.
Who are you expecting to write the Rock Hard 24 questions for the final, as you're not in? Because you're the only one who knows about...
I spoke to Rachel yesterday, and
right.
He said that you would be fine to do it.
Well, I don't know anything about 24.
There you go.
I did say that, but Rachel would be fine.
Okay, here's your 24 question. Zippy, George and Bungle with Rod, Jane and Freddie. Alan, get well soon.
Don't feel guilty about me having to do research all day on a programme I don't watch, yeah?
Okay.
You sleep tight now.
I have a great contact at Sky. I'll give you his name.
Alan, you meant to say, I don't feel guilty. Goodbye, and then just put the phone down.
Oh, sorry.
Should we cut that in?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Alan, I don't want you laying in bed feeling guilty about me doing these questions all day, all right?
Okay, no, I won't. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, he's meant to say, I don't feel guilty.
No. It'll edit together anyway.
No, we can't edit Miles can't Extra. Edit. It's live and raw.
He does sound rubbish, actually, doesn't he? He does sound ill. Mm. Poor lad.
He's sick.
How sick is he?
He's in bed with a jumper.
is that a kangaroo based joke?
Is that a kangaroo guest? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Is it a kangaroo based guest? What are you? What?
Move on.
Like Skippy.
Dear. Well, of course, you described the technical Star Wars movie as...
CGI, wobble, wobble, wobble.
There you go.
What does the CGI stand for?
Computer-generated images.
Imagery.
Right.
Oh,
incoming.
Is that right?
That's my phone again.
Is that right?
It is right, yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm sorry, that was somebody ringing my mobile phone, which is right under the microphone, because I needed to get Alan's number. Right, so you know the next person we're going to ring as well.
Rachel.
That's right. She know well either.
I wonder if she's in bed with
a
jumper.
Rachel would appreciate the French introduction to the A-Team music to cheer her
yeah,
on her
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Are we allowed to play that?
I've no idea. Perhaps we haven't cleared it for...
I think we ought to be cautious there.
Okay.
We'd say that for tomorrow live.
Okay, all right. It's something to tease.
Yeah.
Is that because it's French?
It's because it's music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you see, no.
That's a love boat.
No, that wasn't a love boat.
Hey, we can play that.
That was my screensaver.
Can't play that.
That's your screensaver?
Yeah, I just...
But you'll find that was love.
Love, exciting and new.
Can we not play that then?
Come aboard.
No, we can't, I'm afraid.
All right, here we go then. Time to do this again. Dominic, you got to guess who this is.
Can't get to the phone right now.
Right, who's
she
that?
She sounds
then?
All right, doesn't she?
She sounds fine. There's nothing wrong with her.
That was Rachel. She's meant to answer the phone, of course.
Hi, I can't get to the phone right now. Leave us a message.
Sounds but clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Basically, Rachel and Alan are both off today because apparently they're ill. Well, we know one of them is a bit sick in their head. But
I'll tell you what, if we find out they've gone to Alton Towers, I'll be really, really knocked off.
I don't think they have.
They could be riding on Rita.
What?
That's the new roller coaster at Alton Towers.
Riding on Rita.
Rita is called, yeah. It stands for rapid something, something, something. But rapid is the first bit of Rita. And it's the Europe's fastest ever roller coaster.
Right.
It's a T-train.
And it stands for what?
Rapid. I don't know what the other bits are. Just doing a quick internet search right now.
You are.
It's 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds.
Wow.
Which is faster than
then
a Ferrari.
Dave's driving.
Yeah. We should go.
We should go, actually.
Great. Check out Rita.
Mm. Rapid intercity train.
Ah.
Could be. I might have had the rapid wrong, actually.
roller coaster.
Ah, Rita.
It's definitely called Rita.
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Rita is Queen of Speed.
Yeah. Doesn't actually stand for anything, does it?
I don't know. It launches into action on the 1st of April.
That's tomorrow.
No, depending on when you're listening to it.
That's tomorrow.
And if you're less than 1.4 metres tall, you can't go on, Rita.
If you're how tall?
1.4
metres. Bad luck, Joss.
Okay. What information do you have about Rita, Will?
I have the advert line, which is, I am the queen of speed, the prophet of propulsion. I am a blast, a veritable blur of motion. What am I? I am Rita, queen of speed, the fastest ride of your life. On tap and ready to launch at this particular theme park in spring.
Yeah. Don't you think that Rita's an odd name for a roller coaster?
It's a rubbish name, isn't it? I presumed it was rapid, integrated, train, action, or something like that, you know.
I mean, Rita's the name of Keith's wife that got married the other week.
Do you know what?
Is she the queen of speed?
It's near the corkscrew.
Yeah, it is.
They've built it around the corkscrew.
Well, that's by the entrance, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's in Uggland or whatever it is. Oh. You know, which is legally different to the Flintstones, but it looks like that, but legally different. And what they've put on this website that I found is the construction of it.
Mm.
But of course, it's not finished yet on these photos. I don't want to get on a. I don't want to get excited about a ride that isn't finished.
Mm.
Didn't they have a press story, Dom, with lots of transvestites riding on it?
Yes, they did. Lots
I
of
thought so.
Lots of drag queens were on the Queen of Speed.
Why?
It was a sort of a stunt, I think.
But why drag queens? Because wouldn't their wigs fall off?
Because
they looked like they had.
Yeah. Would they blow off, so to speak?
Yeah. They weren't, yeah.
I mean, of all the types of people to put onto a roller coaster, drag queens with all of their accessories surely would be some of the most impractical people of all.
I think that's what they were hoping for.
As long as they're all above 1.4 metres, I think they're fine.
Well, they normally are with their hair pieces.
How do you know? Do you go around measuring drag queens?
No, but when I think of drag queens, I normally think of people who are tall, because they're normally fellas. Well, they're always fellas. No, anyway.
Are they always fellas?
Well,
what, drag queens?
Can you do it the other way around?
Can women be men?
Drag men.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a game for you.
Drag kings.
Here's a game for you. Let's,
drag kings.
Dominic.
Yeah?
Do you want to play Guess the Person That Works Upstairs at Radio 1 Who's Obsessed with Ladyboys? That's a great one.
Yeah, come on then.
Oh, good game. Oh, sorry.
No, do you want to do that or not?
Yeah,
let's do it.
No, I don't think we should.
No?
I genuinely don't know the answer. So
do they work on the second floor?
You know who it is.
I don't, do I?
They went to Bangkok and came back with an unhealthy obsession about the boys or the ladies.
Right, okay.
Is it someone who works on the Scott Mills show?
I'm not giving any names. Well, no, that's news to me. Why, who's that?
Neil!
No!
that's what?
He went to Singapore, didn't he?
No, he went to...
Apparently she was dreadful.
No, he went to Dubai.
which is very similar to Singapore. anyway, it's been another random Moyles extra again today.
How much more to fill?
Well, about 2 minutes. We haven't phoned Longman yet.
Oh, we haven't, have we? Why didn't you remind me to do these things?
Just while you're dialing Longman, I've got a Rita update. The reason why they're drag queens is
because... Hang on.
Is the ride... So here we go. The ride is themed as a drag racer.
Ah.
Do you see? Hence the drag queens.
But why Rita? Are they like calling it Deborah?
I've no idea. I don't know.
Or Janet.
Just to let you know, while you're dialing, Dr. Mark has arrived. The doctor is in the house, quite literally.
Right, questions for Longman, please.
Have you got a chest infection?
Yeah, okay.
What are today's specials?
Yeah.
Why Rita?
What does Rita stand for? Mm.
Okay, or does he know a Rita? Mm. Or a drag queen?
Okay. Hello?
Longman, it's Chris Moyles. You're live on Moyles Extra!
How are you all doing?
Okay, question number one. Do you know anyone called Rita?
Nope.
No, okay. What else was
Have you ever been with a drag queen?
Been where?
Well, I mean, been as in, you know, met.
Been. I've been for dinner with one.
Right. Hey. In fact, I've got the photos of him and his friend with a couple of drag queens.
Yeah, I've been for dinner with three.
There you go. All at the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
What was for pudding?
Spotted dick?
Not quite.
Gemma and Polly?
Spotted three.
Talking cider.
Lovely. And... and what is today's special, Longman?
Talking cider.
No, what? No, what are the specials?
Chinese chicken, chicken tikka, and hot beef and onion.
Oh, there you go. Lovely. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
Right. Oh, you... we've no chicken tikka, I'm sorry.
Oh, rubbish.
Rubbish.
Right. Bye.
Bye bye.
There you go. And that's Longman banned from the show again.
Right. You've got 1:30 for your diagnosis.
We can go on forever, can't we? Because it's getting good now.
We're just warming up.
We also haven't done the Guess Who Famous Celebrity Call yet. Hello, Dr. Mark Hamilton.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Dr. Mark Hamilton has driven down from Manchester, yeah. Especially...
I heard you were ill.
...to be on this...
Yeah. I heard you were ill. Got here as quick as I could.
Okay. Right, so in all seriousness now, right, number one, have a look at me. How do I look?
You look a little bit worse for wear, to be honest.
Ill.
Yeah, yeah.
Poorly. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen worse.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, I've got all my limbs and everything.
Yeah, really. There is that.
But no, I think I've got a chest infection.
Okay. I think you've probably got a cold.
There you go. I told you didn't have a chest infection.
No, yes, but he hasn't done any looking at me yet or touching me or making my knees wobble.
Yeah, but you're based on a chest infection on your own self-diagnosis and the backup of idiot Will.
No, but
the main
concern, Dr. Mark, is that he was coughing up naan bread earlier.
No, it wasn't.
Well, okay. You know, that will happen when you smoke that much.
No, it was either blood or it was a bit of naan. It was from the...
Keema naan.
Yeah, the food colouring dye from my keema naan which I had earlier. Because it was more pink than red.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was more, I think if it's more pink, then it's probably the keema naan.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah.
Which, you know, is not too serious.
No.
There's nothing really in the medical dictionary.
Well, it would have been serious if I hadn't had a keema naan from a tea earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
It was randomly coughing up keema naan.
Like some magician.
I'm coughing up keema naan. What's wrong with that? I had a Chinese for tea.
Like vomiting carrots when you never eat them.
Well, do you know what I mean? So, But no, I am poorly.
Well, I brought you some medicines as well. I stopped in at the chemist on the way. Yeah, there you go. Take those.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. So. Viagra? Are you having a laugh? What's that? Hey? Tampon? What's that?
Well, you know, I didn't know what I was asking.
Oh, well.
She didn't understand my accent.
Yeah, what did you... no, but I think I do have a chest infection.
Right.
So how can I tell if I've got one?
Well, you probably need a full examination.
Would you like me to cough for you?
Well, I'll go and get my gloves and then...
No.
Oh, is that the one where they hold your bits?
No!
I had that once at school.
Yeah, Mark, why
yeah but you
won't
see the knit nurse.
I know, exactly.
Can I just ask Dr. Mark, why? What is the examination where you cough and you hold someone's testicles?
Oh, it's checking for a hernia. To right. See if you've got bits where they shouldn't be, so they hold your testicles.
That's
and make sure they're...
So the knit nurse shouldn't do that.
No.
Was there cuffing?
When you went to be tonsils out, Dave,
yeah.
That shouldn't have happened.
Well, I tell you.
So, no, would you like to hear me cough? Because it's
yeah,
quite...
Yeah, go on, then.
Okay,
go on.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
Stand aside.
That sounds quite serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, what's happening is, I get to about the evening... And I start to deteriorate rapidly. Are you off, Dominic?
I've got to read the news now.
Bye.
Okay, bye. And I start to deteriorate, right? And then I start coughing, like whooping cough, and I constantly keep waking myself up in the middle of the night, and I had to go and I cough things up.
And have a cigarette?
No.
No, have you stopped smoking just for this period?
No, he's been smoking all morning.
No. Yeah. I haven't. Do you know how many cigarettes I've had today?
Two.
I've been for a cigarette twice, and I've had about three drags off each one, and that's it.
You know the
you
way.
You really are ill then?
Yeah.
That's how you measure illness in
Mark,
a smoker.
I don't even want to go to the pub. I'm that ill.
Chris, I think we need to go and maybe take you to hospital.
Cough.
I don't think that you should be using the word whooping as a description of your cough, because whooping cough is different again, is it not?
It is, David. That's quite correct. And that's not my fault.
We think that you're actually using it as a wrong descriptive.
Well, no, but my cough...
You're using it to mean bad or severe, whereas whooping cough is something different.
Yeah, but it
also
sounds
known
like...
as pertussis.
But yeah. It sounds like...
whoop.
Yeah. It sounds like a whoop.
Yeah, but it's not whooping cough.
Anyway.
Right. So, the bottom line...
I still think you've just got a bit of a cold, really. It doesn't sound much more serious than that. I'll have a listen to your chest. I haven't brought my stethoscope, so I don't know how I'm going to do that, but that's the best way to diagnose if it is a proper chest.
But you're going
to
cup your danglies and stuff.
No, I don't want to do that. No, he's going to stay until the end of the show.
Exactly. We haven't finished medicine yet.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Mark.
My pleasure.
Seriously, so that's it?
Yeah, it just sounds like a bit of man flu. Yeah. And you take those medicines just to help the symptoms and you'll be all right in a few days.
But I've had this for a week.
I know, but Chris, you know, you're still on air, you're still broadcasting, you're still working.
I'm
it's
greedy.
Not that serious.
I'm greedy. I need the money. Well, I need to do a mime to you. Will I be able to do that at the weekend?
Well, you've just done it now, so hopefully if you keep up your strength.
No, it's a mime, though. It's a mime. Will I be able to...
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
That's fine. Okay, yes. Good. I will be able to...
Use that Viagra.
Thank you, Dr. Mark Hamilton. Don't forget the new Sunday Surgery, Sunday nights at 9 on Radio 1.
The new Sunday Surgery.
That's right, because it's got your woman on.
Letitia.
That's right.
Letitia.
She was brilliant in EastEnders.
It's not Letitia Dean.
That's right, yeah.
It's not her.
It is her.
It's not her.
It's not.
This Letitia story. doesn't have a surname.
Oh, okay.
As said by Boyd Hilton.
That's
true. In the pick of the day.
Is that like Wes and... Is she related to Wes and Damone?
I don't think so, but I'm just a bit perplexed as to why he compared me to Rodney Trotter.
Yes, well, I think it's to do with the photo, and also you'll notice that you clearly haven't got any publicity shots together, which is why that they've badly superimposed a picture of her and you together.
Which is why I'm here today.
Mm. Oh, I'm with you.
So there you go. Right, right. One more. Do you want to play our celebrity guess who?
I've never done so, and I've always wanted to play guess who.
That's easy for you to say. I can't believe it. You could have said I had a chest infection, for God's sake.
Sorry.
I told you.
Well, you said deteriorate it.
He said deteriorate mate.
And you're the one that... No, he said deteriorate it.
Oh, okay.
And he's the breakfast show specialist.
I don't think I should be a doctor, because I was on NHS Direct and I may have misdiagnosed him.
With?
Pleurisy.
Pleurisy.
Okay.
And scurvy.
Well, you know, that's probably not far from that, but again, pleurisy's not serious. Don't worry about it.
It's not.
As long as you don't get it confused.
Here we go.
As long as it's not pregnancy.
Better not be Chris Moyles.
Oh, rubbish! Right, you ask him questions and then you got to work out who he is.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you in the world of sport?
No.
Are you on TV regularly?
Yep, but I'm working.
Just ask him if he's Will Young, because we ring him every day. You know,
are you Will Young?
Yep.
Hooray! Hey, Will, this just gets funnier and funnier, doesn't it?
Changing my number.
Okay, bye.
Changing my...
Okay, right.
Oh, it's great. He's like our new stooge. You know the way that Des O'Connor on Morecambe and Wise used to be?
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for Miles Extra. Thank you, Dr. Mark. Thank you, everybody. And there may be another one tomorrow if you're lucky.